Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Osteoarthritis is a painful condition caused by wear and tear to the slippery cartilage that normally coats and lubricates the bone surfaces in our joints. This doesn't repair itself very well, so when it wears out, joint replacement is usually the only option. But recently, scientists out of Penn State University in the US have shown that the antidepressant drug paroxetine has an interesting side effect. It encourages the cells that make and build cartilage to grow. So perhaps in the future we'll be able to pop a pill rather than have a hip replacement. My name's Katie Haler and I spoke to one of the study authors, Fadia Kamal.
We obtained cartilage from patients with osteoarthritis and we compared it to normal cartilage. And we found that in the osteoarthritis cartilage, there are significantly higher levels of a protein called GRK2. Elevated levels pushes the cells to a different behavior where they start degrading the cartilage, which leads to osteoarthritis.
So where does paroxetine come in? Because this is a quite commonly prescribed antidepressant.
A few years ago, scientists found that it is also a strong GRK2 inhibitor. And that's why we used paroxetine in mice with osteoarthritis and on cartilage from osteoarthritis patients, and we found that paroxetine brings the cells back to their normal function, where not only they maintain the cartilage around them, but they start repairing this osteoarthritic cartilage.
The thing is, though, paroxetine does have an effect on the brain. So do you know if this is making your mice happy, less depressed?
We did not examine its effect on the mood of mice, but what we plan for our clinical studies is to use the lowest dose possible of paroxetine, maybe dose at less frequency as well, because usually when you want something to act on the brain, we give it in high doses in order to be able to cross and reach the brain, while paroxetine in the blood with lower doses can reach the knees better than in the brain.
You're giving it systemically. There are loads of other GRK2 proteins distributed throughout the body. So is there not a chance that you might be affecting them?
Definitely. Paroxetine will affect GRK2 throughout the body. However, like any other drugs that you take, any medication that is taken for chronic disease, it is distributed systemically and it affects all body cells. What we try to do is, again, adjust the dosage in order to minimize and avoid the systemic side effects.
Why not just give it directly to the knee and avoid any systemic problems?
Injection inside the knee. This is considered kind of an invasive procedure. You cannot do it frequently. You will be causing a traumatic insult to the knee. The second thing is that, and this is very important, it cannot be done by the patient at home. And directly injecting a drug to the knee is not very effective because it is cleared out very quickly.
So you dosed cells from humans with osteoarthritis, knee cartilage cells, with paroxetine. And you also gave mice who had osteoarthritis, you gave them paroxetine. Crucially, is this new cartilage actually sufficient that you can withdraw the paroxetine after a while? Or would patients have to be on this forever, basically?
That's an excellent question, and we don't have an answer for yet. We planned a study in mice that we will be performing soon to answer this question.
Do you know yet if this is actually going to work safely in human patients?
Let me say I have high hopes for it. Looking at our results in mice and in human cartilage, I believe it will do so.
Fadia Kamal there, and that work is published in the journal Science Translational Medicine.